And thank you, Jeffrey Sheehan, for doing that at Johnstone Supply and being such a good supporter of all these great events, both Hunger Free and the D and Cars and Cigars. Well, a tough weekend for our team, that's for sure. Mr. Steve Courtney, WJR Sports, along with MSU football coach extraordinaire Mel Tucker. Now's the time, and here we go. Steve?
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you?
Morning, Coach. Morning, Coach, from this end as well.
Morning.
Every once in a while in college football, the best laid plans go awry. And as you alluded to, sir, what transpired took place. And when you're playing a team like Ohio State, you've got to play next to flawless football. And unfortunately for our Spartans on Saturday, that was not the case. Just way too many big plays against.
Yeah, way too many big plays against us, defensively as offensively as well. We weren't able to play complimentary football. We didn't play complimentary football. And when that happens, especially when you're playing a very talented team like that, then, you know, it's not going to go your way. And so I hate it. You know, it's very disappointing, and it's sickening. But, however, I do understand it. I do understand it. And because we understand it, we're able to do something about it. So, you know, that's part of our process this week is, like you said, you know, we evaluate it, we analyze it, we break it down, we go to the truth, and then we formulate a plan, and then we implement the plan, execute the plan throughout the week, so that we can be prepared to win a football game in Spartan Stadium in the Woodshed. Against a very good Penn State team. You know, we're 5-0 at home, and we're playing for a lot. We have a lot to play for, and it's going to be senior day as well. You know, we've got guys that have been on this team 6 years. You know, so that's where our focus is. We practice. We're a morning practice team, so we'll have a team. I have a team meeting at 9 a.m. this morning, and we'll review the game quickly, and then we will move forward in our preparation for the game. That's what's next. That's what's most important.
You know, Coach, as disappointed as you and the Spartans are in what transpired, here's the deal. Being a cup is half full guy. A win at the Woodshed Saturday on Senior Day over Penn State makes you a 10-2 football team. In many ways, Coach, that exceeds expectations going into this season. So there's a big football game left. You mentioned it's Senior Day. Always a very emotional day for sure.
Yeah, this is a big day for our seniors, big day for our players. Quite frankly, in terms of, you know, from an external standpoint, we've already exceeded expectations. I mean, we exceeded expectations, you know, when we won 5 games, you know, so that's not really what it's about for us right now. It's about focusing on preparing for this game. That doesn't have anything to do with expectations with us internally inside our building. Doing what we have to do to prepare for this game, to remain undefeated at home, you know, beat a good Big Ten team that's in the East, okay, for our seniors, for our fans, you know, that's what it's all about. It's just about this one game. Everything else is really, it doesn't matter to us at this point.
All right, Coach, because of the Thanksgiving holiday later on this week, this will be our final conversation this week. We'll break down that Penn State game again a week from today. But in the meantime, want to wish you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving. Are you a turkey guy, dressing guy? What does Mel Tucker go for first at that Thanksgiving table?
That's a great question. I'm glad that you reminded me that it is Thanksgiving this week, because that hadn't actually crossed my mind. So thanks for the reminder. I'm all of the above when it comes to Thanksgiving. you know, whatever's there, you know, I'm gonna take a chunk of it. So, and it's been, you know, I'm very grateful for you all having me on every week and working with you. You know, it's a lot different than a year ago. You know, it's just a better situation. We able to have fans. You know, we've been able to play a full season. And you know, it's been an honor and a pleasure to work with you all, and you know, just looking forward to closing this regular season out on a high note. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Coach.
Again, happy Thanksgiving to you. A lot to be thankful for in Spartan Nation. So we'll be in touch shortly, and all the best against Penn State, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving, and go green.
Go white.
Go white. Thank you, Coach. Coach Mel Tucker, MSU. We are the voice of MSU, all things MSU, which includes not just football, but also academically and basketball. And Coach Tom Izzo coming up right after the news at 8:30. It's now 8:27. I have a minute left with you, Steve, if I could just for a second. Talk about that punk, that thug, LeBron James, doing what he did in the game, getting thrown out, by the way. I don't think he's been thrown out of too many games, has he?
Not to my knowledge, but he certainly was last night at LCA. All of this going down with 9:18 left in the third quarter. You had a little positioning battle off a missed free throw with LeBron and Isaiah Stewart. And I'll add this, the normally subdued Isaiah Stewart, a great young ball player, and LeBron whacks Isaiah right in the mush, and next thing you know,
draws blood.
Yeah,
draws blood.
Obviously, Isaiah didn't want to let it go. He was clearly unhappy. Both would be ejected from this tilt, and I'm sure the league is going to step in a little bit further, and we'll probably hear word on that today. So it was an unfortunate circumstance. The Pistons would go on to fall to the Lakers. So at the end of the day, that's what matters. So
yep.
But, you know, we'll see.
All right, we will, and we got to go. Steve Courtney will be back with us with Coach Tom Izzo right after the news, which is coming up on WJR.